Blog Talk Radio.
Our music.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Truth Is.
Happy Monday, guys.
What happened to the music? Was there some kind of problem?
Keep going.
So okay, today, welcome to today's show. We're going to talk about dependency versus independent women in the home. What we mean by that is women who are married or maybe single, and they work, versus the ones that are married and they're just stay-at-home moms.
Right.
We want to kind of, I would say, discuss and debate on how society views one as more valuable than the other.
Right, so we know it's completely, you know, a double standard anyway in terms of how women are treated in the workforce, and us even trying to be a part of the workforce was even a struggle. So, you know, some people feel that women who work outside the house are more valuable than women who work inside the house, and some people feel that women who work outside the house should be at home taking care of the kids and holding the family down. So today we're just going to further discuss about this and see. We want to hear from our viewers. If anybody's willing to call in and chat, what you could do is you go onto our Facebook page, The Truth Is, and just you can just comment on the recent post that you would like to talk. And when you call in, I can bring you in. So that's an option.
Definitely. The number to call would be 1-323. What's the rest of the number? I thought I knew it by heart.
It's 792-2900.
So 323-792-2900. So feel free to come in or call in and give us your opinion, because definitely this is just our opinion, and you are free to give yours, because when it comes down to it, it's what is comfortable for each person in their personal home. So, you know, we don't have this down to an exact science, because each home is different, each situation is different, everyone is married, some people are single parents, so they have no choice but to work, but you know what your personal situation is, we don't. But I was just, I was inspired to talk about this because I have talked about it a lot when I'm, like, getting my hair done at the book club or just on Facebook, or I come across YouTube videos. More women are saying that, you know, if you're not bringing any money to the table, then you're not bringing anything to the table. It's almost like, well, if you're just a stay-at-home mom, you're worthless, as if being a stay-at-home mom isn't a job within itself, because we all know being a parent is a job, taking care of a house is a job. You know, you have to cook and clean and wash clothes, do the yard work. You know, before your children leave out the house and start going to school, you're the first person to teach them how to read, and you're teaching them the basics, the fundamentals. You're teaching them manners, how to behave before they even go out into, you know, into their daycares or school. So,
so you're everything. You're, you know, a teacher, you're a cook, you're an organizer, coordinator, you're a budgeter. Like, you do it all when you stay at home.
Exactly, but you're just not making an hourly wage. I mean, it's almost like you're working for free. You're never going to get a return on this money. So in my opinion, I would say that that's more valuable than, you can't put a dollar on raising your children. You know, you can go out and, you know, get a job and negotiate what you think you're worth when you're working for someone. But when you're in your home raising your children, I mean, that is priceless. You can't put a price on that, because, you know, you're raising up little beings, little souls, little minds to go out into the world and be productive.
Right. And I guess, you know, on the flip side, I guess when people feel like, you know, they can financially contribute to a household, that makes them feel better. But I think that has more to do with it than actually, you know, people personally place their own values on what a woman should do. And some people feel, as a woman, I'm free to now go out and make a living. That's what I choose to do, and that makes me a better woman. I'm not saying that. But, you know, some people just don't value the, you know, I want to say the old school, you know, belief that, you know, some women are best, their role is best, and they're best valued in that house, not, you know, not out making money. You know, I have friends who, you know, they make really good salaries, and their husbands do too, and then their husband's like, okay, we just got married, I want to have kids, now it's time for you to give up your job. And then it's like, but why me? You know, I make just as much, if not more, than you. So who says that the woman is the one to give up her job? And then the other flip side is that, okay, well, you can do both. You can work and rear kids, which a lot of women do. So.
But, yeah, it doesn't, either way, whatever your choice is, it doesn't make you less valuable than a person who wants to work outside the home, or it doesn't make you, you know, less valuable if you want to stay at home. I mean, because, okay, it depends on your situation. You know, sometimes both of you have to work to maintain your life. But, you know, I'm using myself as an example. I don't have to work. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I know you're probably saying, oh, your children are, you know, in their teens or whatever. But my husband said I didn't have to work, so I'm not working right now. And I hear a lot of ladies like, well, you know, you're not bringing anything to the table, so, you know, what is – I'm bringing a lot to the table because all my husband does is work. I do everything else. All he does is go out, bring the check home. I pay all the bills. I make all the groceries. I cook. I clean. I run all his errands, my children's errands. I mean, I do a lot. And then on top of that, I have my own little business that I do here and there. It's not nothing that I just focus on every single day, but, you know, I sell a car here and there, but I mean, just because I don't work for someone doesn't mean I don't work, and it does not mean that I am less valuable because I'm not going to someone else's job either. So I really just wanted to, you know, kind of talk to ladies so they wouldn't feel like, well, because they're not working outside the home, they're not valuable because you are. Because if all my husband was to do was just make the check, he wouldn't even know where the bills are, where to begin, where to go. He was, you know, we contribute in our own way. Without me, it's no telling he would be lost. He probably would have to hire a nanny or, you know, a secretary, because it's practically like I'm his secretary and I'm not getting paid. So
right.
Definitely, we want to let, you know.
All those things that people do when they stay home, it's not, you know, it's not like there's no subjective way to actually, like you said, you do all these secretarial duties that nobody would ever put to think that you do all day, you know. So those duties, definitely, most people who go to work and they're a corporate person, they have a secretary. So you're your secretary and your everything as a stay-home mom. I just wonder how empowered women feel in that role. Do they feel, them themselves feel valued about what they're doing, even though they're not bringing home a check? I'm wondering if they feel valued.
Well, I value myself. Because I know money isn't the only thing that I could bring to the table. It would just be one out of a plethora of things. So, and then I also have heard men devalue their own mate or wife because she's a stay-at-home mom. Like, well, you don't work, but use it as an argument. Well, I bring home the bacon and you don't work to try
right.
to make her feel like, you know, she's not worth anything because she doesn't bring home a check. But the check is just not enough. I mean, the check isn't going to move on itself. It's just the check right there, you know. You have to cash the check. You have to pay the bills. I mean, depending on what your mate or husband is making, you have to juggle to. You got to pay a little on this, a little on that. Sometimes he's not even making enough to cover everything. So how is he using, oh, I work as a, you know, he doesn't know the magic that you're bringing to the table. You know what I'm saying? The things that you're doing that he doesn't even see or know or pay attention to. You know what I'm saying? And I
right.
Anytime, if you are with a a man who doesn't value you because you don't work and you're taking care of his children, you might need to trade a man for another.
Oh, boy.
Or at least tell him to, let's trade places. Let me work. Let you come home every day and worry with these kids and not interact with grown-ups. Constantly in the house 24/7 changing diapers, hearing crying, you know, all the stuff that we have to do, juggle, you know, women are multitaskers. You know, while he's doing one thing like bringing home the bacon, you're doing 10 or 12 while you're at home.
Yeah. And I think another thing with the role division is sometimes people don't want to, that man feels like, because I have been working, that's all I need to do, you know. So sometimes they're not really helpful, you know, beyond working, which I think that kind of seems unfair because, you know, even though they may work 9 to 5, you know, a mother usually wakes up, like you said, first person up, 6, preparing everybody else, and then her job doesn't end until people are tucked in. So to have a man who does work but then won't lift a finger in any other place, that kind of sucks too.
Definitely, because, I mean, once you go outside the home and work, you're usually generally working 8 to 5 or 12 or 16 hours, depending, but a mom's job is never done. It's 24 hours. You know, your children can wake up in the middle of the night from bad dreams or being sick or just whatever. You know, as a parent, we know children will wake up for any kind of reason, so there is no off time. You get sleep here and there when you can, but your job as a mom, as a parent, is never done, not even when your children move out, because some of them still have to come back home.
Right. And then I just wonder how the balance between, like, women who do work outside the house, you know, they are mothers to their children, so they're taking on all the roles. I'm wondering, like, how that affects a woman's ability to be submissive to her husband if she's, like, pulling the equal weight. Like, not saying that she can't, but, you know, I think traditionally speaking, people feel like women, you know, who are at home may be, you know, a little bit more submissive, or because they're dependent, quote unquote, then they're different from women who are kind of like out in the workforce being more independent in terms of attitude. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it's almost like this independent, you know, you heard the song. It's almost like it's a fab or something. It's something to throw around as if it's weight. You know, well, I'm independent. I can do it all on my own. You know, of course, everyone, whether they do it or not, is capable of doing everything alone. But that doesn't mean that's the original design or that's the way it should be, especially if you have children. You know, we know from situation to situation, sometimes women are forced to be independent. It wasn't by choice.
Right.
Maybe they got pregnant and the guy abandoned them and decided, well, he wasn't ready. You know, he wanted to have the fun but didn't want to pay the consequences. And then you had no choice because you realized you and your child were starving. You didn't do anything depending on him. So, I mean, it definitely depends on the situation. But regardless, if you're independent or not, you can't impress this upon your children because your children need their father regardless. If you say, well, I don't need a man, I'm independent, you know, you may not. But when you bring in children into the situation, they need both of their parents. They need
right.
the man just as much as the woman. So,
yeah, that's really important. I just feel, like you said, that for a lot of women, particularly some minority women, they have been forced to kind of play that role, to be everything. And, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures. So if you have to man up and you're a woman, you got to do what you got to do. And I find that it was really interesting, you know, around Mother's Day. I don't know if you were hearing the buzz, just people getting upset Father's Day, that even on Father's Day, mothers are still recognized. So there was a lot of talk, you know, about the fact that fathers don't get, they're not able to shine because women, in some instances, have to play the role. So people were saying, you know, making little sly comments, you know, like, why can't dads have their moment? And I guess the reality of it is some women are both. So it is what it
is. Exactly.
Were you aware of those, like, conversations that were going on a couple weeks ago?
Well, I saw a few people on Facebook saying, if I see any women saying happy Father's Day to themselves, he's going to delete them and all this kind of madness. But, I mean, it's a sad reality that, you know, some women are playing both roles. And it's not because they're widowed or, you know, the, something happened to the father and he just died and he's not around. It's just they're choosing not to be fathers. So why would he get that recognition if he's choosing not to do what he's supposed to by his responsibility? I mean, no one's just going to give you anything. You have to, you know, you have to earn it. I mean, you make a responsibility and you decide to abandon it, no one is going to recognize you as a father on Father's Day. You know, what I really think they should do is have a be dead day. And we can recognize all of y'all who just, you know, left
like
the semen here and there. You know what I'm saying? So we'll definitely give you your recognition for that. But on the day where fathers who are actually doing all or half or taking care of children that don't even belong to them, you don't get any recognition for that day. You know, why would we put you in the same basket as these men who are stepping up to the plate with your child while you going off acting like you single, you don't have any responsibility? No, sir. Now, if they come up with a deadbeat dad day, then, hey, why not? I'm all for it.
That's all you. That's all you. Yeah, you can get that. Yeah. So that's what I think, and I think that, you know, sometimes, again, because we've been placed in situations where we have to, you know, sink or swim, we have to do what we have to do, you know, we then by design become associated with these characteristics that are seemingly negative, like, oh, you're too strong, you know, you don't know how to let anybody take care of you, or you're too independent. Like, you know, people do say these things about women who have, you know, basically they've been a product of their environment and they had to, you know, adapt to what's happening to them. And it's kind of unfortunate that, you know, a lot of times, you know, us, minority women who are like, we have this letter on us because we are so strong and independent, which is like, if it wasn't for, you know, those characteristics that come out, then we would have sank. So you would think people
right.
can find the positivity in that. But I think a lot of times, you know, people love to say that black women particularly are too strong, or, you know, we got too much this and we got too much that, but we're just a product of our environment, which is our black men, unfortunately. So, you know, just we have to deal with your circumstances and how that affects us, you know, perpetuates our personalities. Not everybody has the same personality, but when you're in jail, then who's out waiting for you or who's holding it down? So we're just as affected by all of the circumstances and the societal ills that affect our black men.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't just blame it on, I mean, this goes as far back as slavery. I mean, when the men were taken out of the home and killed, the woman stayed and held down the house and the children. The woman was the stronger being at that point, you know? So, I mean, it's our instinct to survive and protect ourselves and protect our children no matter what the circumstances are. And we can't apologize for that. I mean, our children are our responsibility. So, I mean, we don't owe anyone any apology for being able to survive no matter what the situation is. So if they can't deal with it, then that's on them.
Right.
I mean, I understand totally. If you are a person who is insecure in yourself, then you would find the strength of a black woman intimidating. But if you're not, you know who you are. I would say I have the same kind of personality. But, I mean, if you know who you are, then that doesn't faze you. It doesn't affect you because you know how to handle me. But if you don't,
right.
then, you know, that's not my problem. And then also, too, I know that I can conform to certain situations. You know, like, of course, I'm not going to be the same way that I am with my children versus how I would be with my husband, or, you know, the same that I would be if I was working for someone, or, you know. So you can conform to certain situations. There's nothing wrong with, because, I mean, knowing when to be strong and submissive is just as important.
Right.
Knowing when to discern what and how to be when it's appropriate is just as important. To me, it is, so. I know how to conform to each situation. It's not always a time for me to say something or speak up for myself or defend myself. Sometimes it's okay just to be quiet, you know?
Yes, and that's a tough one. Being quiet.
Tell me about it.
For some of us. For me. No, I'm just kidding.
I win my best arguments at home when I don't say a thing. I think it actually affects my mate more when I don't talk to him. So you don't always have to be showing that you're strong, even though a few times in our argument he was like, you see, you're too strong, you're too this, you're too strong-minded, you're too this. Sometimes I'll just not say anything because it's almost like he'll want to say, well, I'm trying to win the argument. So sometimes I just be quiet, and I think that hurts him more than me just sitting there arguing because he'd be wandering the house aimlessly lost, trying to get me to talk to him, trying to do things to make it up. You know, you can speak more volumes with your silence than you can sit up there arguing with somebody. And I have learned that, and I use that.
This is true. That's a good tip. Silence is golden, right? That's what they say. So it doesn't seem like anybody want to call in to comment on this topic, independence versus dependency. What's your stand on it? If you're a stay-at-home mom, or you're working outside of the house, or you're doing both, we'd love to hear from anybody. 323-792-2900. This will be our first time really accepting callers. We're really excited about hearing from our people.
And you can also email us at thetruthisshow@gmail.com. Give us any ideas or any feedback on the shows. You give us little pointers. What do you think will make the show more interesting? Or if you have anyone you want us to put in the spotlight, we're going to try to work this spotlight thing to give young entrepreneurs or new businesses, black-owned businesses, a spotlight on our show at least once a month. So if you know anyone that you would like to volunteer their information, please feel free to call us anytime or email us.
Yes, and speaking about just highlighting people or things that are positively going on in the community, when I went to church on last Sunday, it was Scholarship Day, and they recognized everybody who had graduated from any school, high school, undergrad, graduate. But it was just great to see all of the high school graduates and to hear where they were going, and they recited their GPAs. So we had over like 30 young people, and when I say everybody had like 3.7 above, getting full rides here to
Brown, that's amazing.
To Spelman, to Howard, to Morehouse. So it was just great. Like, you know, in times like this,
definitely,
you really need the affirmation, you know, that we are a people who are about our business and we're doing the right thing, and we're not just what they say we are, you know. And I just thought that was awesome to witness that and seeing, you know, everybody acknowledge them, because we are the village. And if we don't continue to highlight these things, they will get lost. They'll get lost, and we will be what they want us to be and what they show. And that's kind of what's happening. So I definitely want to congratulate all of the high school graduates who are going on to college. Definitely an accolade, and what we need to all be moving towards, like higher learning.
Definitely. Oh, that's great. That's great news. Getting back to the subject, we also want to congratulate all the women out there who are independent and those who depending on someone. I mean, at the end of the day, we all need someone once. One at one time or another. I mean, even the independent, quote-unquote, women who say they don't need no man or don't need anybody, of course, they would never admit it, but we all need someone to help us out or just to listen to us, you know, keep our kids, whatever your situation is, we all need someone. So there is no need to put down women who are stay-at-home moms, who don't work outside the home, and vice versa. There's no reason to put down women who are working outside the home because they either choose to or they don't have a man that they can depend on. So that being said, we definitely wanted to elaborate on things that we hear out in the media and give our opinion, and we definitely would love for people out there to engage. So hopefully next time someone will call in and tell us about their personal situation. And on that note, we're going to log off, call it a day, and we want to thank all our listeners for tuning in, and please let everyone know about the show. And always remember, if no one else believes in you, God believes in you, and believe in yourself.
And don't forget, like Charity said, follow us on The Truth Is on Facebook, or you can email us any questions, any concerns, any topics you feel like you want to speak about, or even you want us to speak on. We welcome it all, and we thank you so much. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks for tuning in.
Guys.